book of Romans, chapter 8. Romans, chapter 8. And while you're turning there, I'll say again how good it is to see everybody in the Lord's house. And I'm very pleased to be in God's house. I truly am. I love being here. This is where I know God wants me. Amen. And I love being with you people. Amen. My brothers and sisters in Christ. Thank God for that. That's a blessing from the Heavenly Father above. Amen. Romans chapter number 8, verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. I want to talk to you a little bit this evening about one word that I've been thinking about for some time. And it's that word in verse 1. It's throughout the Scripture. There's therefore now no condemnation. Condemnation. I want us to think about what the Bible has to say about condemnation and how condemnation plays a part in our life. So many things about this that God, through the Apostle Paul, said, now that we're saved. That's what he meant when he said, there is therefore now. He's talking about, you know, now that, you know, chapter 6 and chapter 7's over with, now that we find ourselves in Christ, born again, there is therefore now no condemnation. No, and what condemnation is it's an adverse sentence against us. It's a verdict. It's not what you'd say, it's not the evidence, it is the verdict. Condemnation is the verdict of the guilty. That's why we, when we're lost, would feel condemnation. Because we're guilty. That's the verdict of guilt. If we're sinners, the verdict is condemnation. Plain and simple. And He said, there is therefore now no condemnation. And I want you to look at these few words. To them which are in. It's all one word. And it means to them which are in. And not just in anywhere or in anybody. But it's to them which are in. And what it denotes is a fixed position and by implication. To them which are in. You and I have been placed in a fixed position. We are in. Amen? You're either out or you're in. Out is condemnation. In is no condemnation. And so I'm glad that when the verdict comes down, I have been implicated with the Lord. Amen. No guilt there for me. Amen. No condemnation for me. We are implicated with Christ. Amen. And listen, he said, who walk, not after the flesh, who walk. Now, that word walk means to tread all around. Now, I want you to really listen to the word that they used for walk. That is to tread all around. That is to walk at large. It is to be occupied with. Now look what he says. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in. That's us, thank God. In Christ Jesus, the anointed Savior, amen. We know who He is. And He is the only one that you can be in and the condemnation's gone. There's a lot of people today, listen, they try to be in a lot of other things, but they've still got the guilt. They've still got the condemnation. But in Christ Jesus, listen, I'm glad that he didn't just say in Christ, because there were a lot of people saying that they were Christ or the anointed, the chosen anointed. But he said in Christ Jesus. We know who he's talking about, the Son of God. In Christ Jesus. Look what he said. Who walk not after the flesh. Now listen, if you find people that are treading all around the flesh all the time, it don't sound like they're walking not after the flesh. They're walking after the flesh. Every time you see them, they're treading all around it. That's where they walk. Think about it, what he's saying. To tread all around, to be occupied with it. Always with the flesh. Not the spiritual man. Listen, this statement right here is weighty. It is heavy. When it comes to salvation, when it comes to being a true believer and really knowing what it means to biblically be one of those that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not. We are not occupied with the flesh. We do not tread around always. Listen, we are up against it. Of course we're going to be. We're in the world. Paul said you'd have to be completely out of the world to not get the world on you. But we're not treading all around it. Who walk not? This is, that little word not means it expresses absolute denial. Who walk not after the flesh. These people that he's talking about right here have made the decision, absolutely, to deny the flesh. They walk not. Listen, what am I doing right now? I'm walking. Am I walking now? I'm not. Am I walking now? No, I'm crawling. And you're either doing it or you're not doing it. You're either walking after the Spirit or you're walking after the flesh. You're either denying, I mean, fully denying. I mean, to absolute deny, to say anything but that. Most people, when it comes to the flesh, they'll give it a consideration. Maybe. But this word, not, these are the notations that it has. Anything but that. Anything but that. I think this early church, especially the Apostle Paul, had seen what the flesh gives to us, what it has done to us, more what it had done to our Lord and Savior that died for us. Amen? That sin and the flesh is not something to play around with. Amen? Or to walk in. We don't need to be dancing with it. Amen? Absolutely anything but that. I'll walk, but I ain't going to walk in the flesh. If I'm going to walk, I'm going to walk in. There's only two ways to walk. In the flesh or in the spirit. And he's denoting anything but that. Never and in no wise. Listen, that's what the Paul was talking in Romans chapter number 6 when he said you have to reckon yourself dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God. I mean, when you say, no, I'm not going there. I'm not doing that. That is the spiritual mindset that the Lord wants us to have as believers. You talk about putting a lot more victory in your life when you begin to tell your flesh more and more and more, no. When I begin to tell mine, no. You begin to deny it. And he said, there's no condemnation. Do you know when we feel guilty as Christians? It's when we've sinned. It's when we have done something in the flesh against God. We feel that condemnation, don't we? That guilt, that weight, that it's going to break fellowship with your Heavenly Father. And if you're not feeling that, then you need to realize why you're not feeling that. There are more people in this hour, listen to me. There are more people in this hour that say they're saved, that are church members, that go to a place they call the house of God, and they spend a bigger portion of their time in their life, not denying it. Are you listening to me? But they are treading all around the flesh. Amen. Treading it all around it. But he tells us, don't walk after the flesh. Now listen, the flesh, what is the flesh? Of course, it's the body. Now there are certain things that you and I have to tend to is concerning this body. Because this body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Okay? So we need to care for it in a good manner, in a spiritual manner. But the flesh is the carnal mind. It's the passions that are within. I'm not talking about spiritual passions. I'm talking about earthly, sensual, fleshly passions. Human nature. Amen? That is the flesh. He said, who walk not after the flesh. Who walk not after the flesh. I heard a young Christian lady one time, and she was in, but let me just say, listen, I promise you, this is not a conviction. This is something that absolutely in the Bible says this is sin. I mean, it's very clear. And she said this, how can something that feels so wonderful be so wrong? That's that fleshly passion, that fleshly nature trying to say, this has got to be right. But it's not. Not if it's after the flesh. And so, God wants you and I to walk without condemnation. Without guilt. It's there, listen, for the child of God. It rebukes us. And we as God's children shouldn't have that in our mind. And God forbid we get to the place where we don't even feel the guilt. There are people that get to the place, they don't even feel the guilt. That's bad. That's like you say, preacher, you got scripture on that? Well, I mean, it's pretty close to 2 Peter, chapter number 1. They've forgotten, you know, that they were purged from. I mean, you can forget a lot of things. I think you can get to the place where it's just not bothering you too much. Then, if you are a child of God, chastisement has to come. It has to come. Don't tell me you're saved if God doesn't chastise you after a certain amount of time. Listen, the guilt is meant to chastise us, to correct us. God's saying there's no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. Walk after the Spirit. Amen? Walk after the Spirit. Who walk not after the flesh but, he used the word but. That means contrarywise. Exact opposite. Walk after the Spirit. How do I walk after the Spirit? Well, if you see something that's a flesh, go in the opposite direction. In verse number 2, he said, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free. Made me free. Liberated you and I. We are exempt. Amen. That's what that means. He made us exempt from it. You're one of my children. Amen. You are in me. You are exempt from that. See, when light comes and light, the response to light from a sinner is guilt. If you look in John chapter number 3, John chapter number 3, Verse 16, great, wonderful verse. The little Bible in the Bible. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. My, what grace and what love. Amen. What a promise. And look what he said. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world. Jesus didn't bring a bucket full of condemnation with him. He come, listen, it tells us why he come. God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Christ brought salvation, not condemnation. Amen. He brought salvation, and that very salvation he offers is an offense and brings guilt and condemnation to the sinner. That's hard. That's amazing. Amen. Whose is it then? It's not God that's condemning. It is the sinner's way that condemns himself. He is in Adam. He is the one that did exactly what God said not to do. It's on his shoulders. Amen? God's not the guilty party here. That's what the devil and Satan and what so many that don't, they want to try to put all of the condemnation and guilt on God. It's to say, hey, if he's God, why then? Why? What you ought to say is, it was the man. Because that's what it was. It was the man that did that which God said not to do. And so, he sent not his Son into the world, condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned. That's you and I. Us that believe on him. No condemnation. But he that believeth not is condemned already. Listen, before Christ ever came to him, he's already walking around with condemnation. Condemned already. Why? Because he had not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. The power of God's Son coming to give man salvation is the remedy, is the only remedy, is the only way. Amen. It is his salvation. And the gospel of Christ is an offense to man. It's an offense to him. Why? Because he's already condemned, and he's already condemned because he hadn't believed. He don't want to believe. He does not want to believe. Because he hath not believed in the name. Let me tell you this. The very name of Jesus brings condemnation. Why do you think sinners, when you sit down with them and say, can I take a couple of minutes and talk to you about Jesus? Boy, there's something that goes to flip-flopping in there. Yeah. Every kind of excuse. Yeah. I mean, and unless they've been probably brought up with some manners, they might say, sure. Yeah. But they really ain't wanting to hear about Jesus. Why? That condemnation comes. Yeah. There's something about the name of Jesus that brings condemnation to the sinner. And listen, it is because man thinks he's worked things out between him and God. Or maybe he's got another God. Or maybe he don't want to believe in God. But see, the name of Jesus declares to every sinner, listen, you're wrong, and I am the way. I am the way. I am God in the flesh, the only begotten, the only begotten Son of God. Amen. Full of grace and truth. Isn't that what the scripture says? He is the only begotten Son of God, full of grace and truth. His name tells them there is a God, and that He is the only way, and that He is the truth. Because everybody wants to think they're right about God, about the truth, about what's happening. There's more into that, but you see where I'm going, don't you? And so he said, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name. That's why you've got condemnation. In verse 19, and this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world. You would think those sitting in darkness would appreciate light. But they don't. This is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light. Why? Because their deeds are evil. As long as there's darkness, we can hide our deeds. As long as nobody's with us, as long as we're in the dark, John, we can do whatever we want to do, do any kind of sick sin that we want to be involved in, and nobody knows. Why? Because we're in darkness. But the thing about that is, He is light.
Yep.
He comes and says, I see you. I know where you are. I know what's in your heart. Amen. It's light. And that light, friend, this is the condemnation. That light is come into the world. Light is come into the world. The Bible said, they that sat in darkness saw a great light. He is that light, the light of the world. And men want to walk in darkness. They don't want to see that light. They don't want the light turned on. Man don't want to be told he's sinful. He needs to be saved. He's guilty. He's not good. From the time we're born, we start getting up little old bitty boys and girls. We want somebody to tell us how good we did. We run to mama with our paper or our daddy. Look, ain't this good? Did I do good? Whatever they do, chores around the house, did I do good? They look for someone to tell them that they did good. Man wants to be good. And the light says, you are no good. A man, this is where salvation, listen, and condemnation butt heads. Because salvation says, I can make you good.
Amen.
Amen. That's what salvation does. That's what the light does. You're no good, but I can make you good. Amen. That's what it does. That's what Christ does for the sinner. Amen. He puts us in, makes us good. But we've got to see how bad we are, that we're a sinner, that we're a sinner. I know this, you know, seems like a salvation message, but it encourages us as believers to hear it again. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. And to know, we know what our sinful family's going through. We know the warfare and the battle that the world around us is facing and why they will not come to Christ. They're in darkness. Verse 19. Men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. The condemnation is there because of His name, because of His light, because of man's rejection. Adam's fall brought condemnation. Romans 5:18 says, therefore, as by the offense of one, and that was Adam, judgment came upon all men to condemnation. Even so, by the righteousness of one, amen? Even so, by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men under justification of life. Bless His name. Amen. By the offense of Adam, the sin of Adam, judgment came. And it came and it brought condemnation. And Christ came and He came and He brought life, and that brings justification. Amen. Now listen, there's a lot of people, I always say this when I get to that verse, a lot of people use that verse today to say, you see, because of Adam's sin, and this is wrong, this is the wrong view. The Bible doesn't support this view, does not support this doctrine at all. But here's what they say. They say, Adam came into the world and he sinned, and sin and death passed on all of us, whether we wanted it or not. Here we are. And then they say, Christ came to remedy that and died for all and all men's sins, and now all men is going to be saved, whether they want it or not. We're all going because of what Christ did. Well, that sounds good, but it ain't right. I mean, we could just, you know, I'm talking about in the flesh, it sounds good. I mean, man could just go right on living his old fleshly life. And I mean, he could spit in God's face and it wouldn't matter. Why? Because Jesus died and saved every one of us anyway, in spite of ourselves. But that's not Scripture. And that's where condemnation comes in. You see, that's what man wants to think. He wants to think just he can be left in his sin and still go on to heaven. And Jesus said, he that believeth on me, as the Scripture hath said, He that believeth on me. Those that repent. Turn. They turn from their sin. They turn from the flesh. That was right back, circling right back to the beginning. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, who don't tread all around it. People want to tread all around it. They want to do their thing and go their way and then go to heaven too. I just don't think it's going to happen. I really don't. And you're looking at a preacher that absolutely believes if someone's truly born again, you're going to go to heaven. There's nothing can separate you from the love of God. Amen. But you're different. Condemnation. See how condemnation works. How it shows up. It's like a tool. Just like Jesus, you know, rebuked the Pharisees. You know, he said, you can discern the face of the sky and you can't even tell when the end time's going to be. You know, he give man things that will show him where he stands. The Spirit of God, the Bible says, that His Spirit beareth witness with our spirit that we are the sons of God. Isn't that good? And thank God He tells us in His Word, now that you are in, no condemnation. It's gone, gone, gone. Listen, if you are always sitting in service and always feeling condemned, God's trying to ring you bell. For some reason. Amen. I want you to stand. I'm done. I love yous. Thank you for being here. Let's all bow our head for just a word of prayer. And if there is anyone who needs to come to the altar, you can, or you can pray right where you are. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you. And dear God, we thank you for your precious words. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for helping us. Thank you, dear Lord Jesus, God, for filling us, Lord, with your word. Lord, bless the church. Bless your people that are here, those that are not here. Lord, I ask that, God, you would bless them and help them, Lord, to where they can be here in your house with the rest of God's people. How wonderful it is, God, to be gathered together in the house of the Lord. Father, I give you praise tonight. And Lord, you're so worthy of all glory. Lord, revive us again. Lord, please revive the church, revive this community. Lord, may your Holy Spirit sweep through this place. God, this coming Lord's Day, the week after, in meeting, God, send true revival. Lord, help us to be hungry and thirsty. Help us to see souls saved. God, we want to rejoice in your great salvation. Lord, surely we'll bless and worship you for saving sinners. Father, we thank you now. And God, I just don't know what else to say other than, Lord, we love you. We love you. And we need your help. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.